You're listening to Open Mic Dummies number 8.
Yeah.
Right? My name's Jason Schupert.
Hello, Jason Schupert.
Your name is?
Julian Lucas Pate Watkins Donovan III.
That's a complicated name. And we're also joined by... He doesn't say anything. Cooper the dog.
Yeah, my dog just started getting erections pretty recently.
Really?
Yeah. Like, not like big erections.
Fixed?
Just, no. Just...
Is she going to get them fixed?
She doesn't want to.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know how much fucking dog jizz is going to be all over your guys' apartment?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not my apartment.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, his little red wiener has been popping out here and there.
Oh, God. She doesn't want it. Why wouldn't she want to get him fixed?
Because somewhere down the road, she would like to have little Julos.
Bob Barker would like you to spay and neuter your pets. For good reason.
Yeah.
The little shithead gets out, fucks whatever he can.
Mm-hmm.
More puppies.
Mm-hmm. Because at this point, you know, I don't mind him fucking things if you cannot get him pregnant, you know. But if you can get you pregnant, then you're going to have to stop him fucking things. And it's like,
yeah.
I don't want to cock block the guy. You know?
No. Okay. So, we're going to listen to my set,
mm-hmm.
Fargo, number one. It's not great.
It's a long time coming.
It's a long time.
Coming to the stage right now is Jason motherfucking Schubert.
I was the loudest crier at a funeral one time. There's no prize for that, just more crying loudly. You'd think people would high-five you and be like, hey, you're doing that funeral right. That's, you're really, really hitting it home, man. That's how you're supposed to react. Instead, people just kind of avoid eye contact. I really wanted 2 beers the other night, but it was negative 20 outside. And the market's only like 4 blocks from my house, but it just didn't seem worth it at all. And like as I was balancing this out in my head, I imagined a wino overhearing this and just not being able to get his head around me not walking the 4 blocks. Wait, so do you not have money? No, I've got money, man. It's kind of cold out. Oh, you're not allowed in the store because you steal things? Is that what's going on? No, I think they like me there. I just it's a little cold out. Oh, you don't have any money, right? That's what's going on. No, that's not it. Are they closed? No, it's just a little bit cold up. You don't have any money, right? No, wino, that's not what's going on. And of course the wino would offer to go get me the beer. He'd be like, hey, you buy me a beer and I'll, that's not the right voice for the wino. Hey, you give me a beer and I'll get you your 2 and I'll bring them back to you. Nice try, imaginary wino. We both know you're gonna have 3 beers and I'm gonna have 0 beers. I also have a pet, not a cat, I have a dog. And I was getting some Skittles out the other night, and I heard the dog trampling his way into the kitchen. And I just realized, I think I can scare the dog. I've never tried this before, but I'm pretty sure I can scare the dog. So I did. As he was trotting in, I hopped behind the side of the wall, and I jumped out at him. And it was funny and sad at the same time as he kind of backed up and looked terrified, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm a really bad parent. This is not what I should be doing. Like, what good is going to come from this? Laughs is answer number one. But answer number two is, I'm either going to get mauled or a burglar is not going to get mauled, both of which suck. So I think... I will probably just wait until I have children to pull that one off. There you go. I've had the same job for so long, working in the same coffee shop for so long, that regular customers have started saying things to me like, oh, hey, how long have you worked here anyways? And then when I tell them 5 years, they get visibly sad, which doesn't really help things. And in those 5 years, the majority of the crew there has been hardcore Christians, which is like kind of fine, but it's also like there's a roach infestation, but only if the roaches smiled a lot and all went to the same church. They're totally fine, except for inevitably they'll say something that offends me, which it seems like I should be offending them, but they always offend me. So one night I'm working with this girl. I've known her for years. We're having a great time, smiling. And I jokingly say to her, "Are you ever sad that I'm going to hell?" To which she replied, "Sometimes." What? That makes no sense. And she is dead serious, too. This is not, I was joking, she was not. And it's, she doesn't know secrets about me. I don't have a bunch of children hidden in my attic that I'm not telling anybody about. She's basing this entirely off the fact that I do not go to church, and I am probably having at least a little bit of premarital sex with my girlfriend in 9 years. But the thing that, like, rubs me wrong about this whole situation is she will have, like, 10 of her Jesus buddies come in and make them all $5 drinks and ring up zero of those drinks. I think that's stealing. I'm pretty sure that's stealing. Like, she doesn't see me steal, yet she's stealing. And I feel like I should be upset that we're both going to be burning in a lake of fire for eternity, but I feel pretty good with thinking that's all made up. All right, that's my time. My Fargo, set one.
There the it op- is.
Open mic hosted by Mikhail Thrantvite.
Milk! Yeah. Milk Thrantvite!
Milk.
yeah, I don't know. That's... Is that my catchphrase? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I give up.
That's kind of interesting. I remember that set, like, not going well.
Yeah.
And that is correct. However, P-Balls.
Mm.
P-Balls brought them to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Jason, we like you now."
Mm-hmm.
Because you got this funny joke about P-Balls.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of followed me into the next joke.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I don't even remember what I thought it was going to be. Oh, I thought it was going to be same job 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was that.
It started that way.
Oh, yeah. Then it became the Christian joke. That yeah. never worked, ever.
No.
Never once. And it is super terrible in this one.
Yeah.
It is really long and drawn out in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Extra bad. I lose them completely
mm-hmm.
as soon as I dive into the girl I work with.
Yeah.
But I've tried to refine that joke. I think I rewrote it. I like told it two more times.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still long. I thought it had like a lot of little punches in it. But fucking people do not like it. There are more Christians than I thought there were.
Yeah.
I felt like the whole room did not like it a couple of weeks later when I told it at the palace.
Yeah, they didn't really go for it. No. It'd be interesting. I don't remember how they reacted to my heaven joke.
Well, that's not mean-spirited at all.
No, but, you know, sometimes people, they just don't like it when you get on them and their religion. What was your first joke? I don't remember.
On this?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Because I remember you went from that, like, right into hobo. Damn, if I can remember what it was, I should have wrote it down, but I thought hobo went pretty well. I like hobo.
Hobo went okay.
That's a good one.
Oh, loudest crier at a funeral.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you start off with loudest crier in the funeral. And I like that one.
Yeah.
It's good.
I actually liked it a little bit more this time. And I think I sound confident throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately, you go from loudest crier, you just kind of go right into the hobo.
Yeah.
You know, you don't allow that room to breathe. I think it may be shorter this time. And then, yeah, you know, you P-ball takes a little bit to get there.
Yeah.
It seems like there's two jokes going on with the you're afraid to pee, so you sit down.
Yeah.
That was how it started originally, and now it gets to this point where it's like a little bit of rambling.
Yeah.
And then you finally get right into the pee ball thing. I think that pee ball stuff is pretty funny. You're urine cascading off your balls is hilarious, and always diarrhea wins the day. Like it should. That lady, that blonde chick, she liked that one.
Yeah, I didn't know she laughed for me ever. I remember specifically hearing her so much, listening to your set, mm-hmm. and like no laughter for me.
Mm-hmm.
We videotaped this, and
we did.
I watched it. I'm not I'm not fun to look at mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. at this point. I sound all right, but
yeah,
I'm like motionless.
I kind of do my rap thing where one hand is a little active. There's some body movement, pivoting a little bit here and there, you know. It's like what I learned when I was training to become a boxer.
You trained to be a boxer?
I didn't, but boy, that would be interesting.
I believed you.
I know, because I believed me.
Were you ever into martial arts?
No. I knew some guys who did Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Huh. I kind of thought you knew karate.
Nah.
What do you do?
I don't do anything. I just look tough. you know.
What?
Yeah.
You don't look tough.
Oh, believe
you
me.
You don't look tough at all.
Believe me. What? I don't ever put on my tough guy face.
You look like a nice guy.
But when I put on my tough guy face.
I guess when you had the shaved head and the glasses, mm-hmm. you looked a little tougher.
When I, like, just walk around thinking to myself, I'm not very, I don't know, I get a little bit, like, Michael Keaton brooding and Batman kind of thing going on. And I don't know, people are like, oh,
turn dude, you need a ride? I'll suck your dick.
That's that happens, too.
Yeah.
That happens, move. Too. But, yeah, so you killed him with pee balls, and then you ruined it.
Yeah, I did. I fucking pissed right all over it.
Then you brought him back. And you got a strong applause. Oh, that no, is how
still,
it ends.
It's still true.
That's right. You don't win him back.
No.
I forget.
No, I don't at all.
You don't win him back at all.
No, we got to listen to your set.
Yeah. So this is like, I'm right after Fargo. I'm feeling pretty good. It's like a week after Fargo. And I was like 33. I'm feeling all right. Did all right in Fargo. It was our first road trip doing comedy. And, so I hit up the palace, and I'm just ready to light that place on fire. And this is what happens.
We've got Julian Watkins, ladies and gentlemen.
Unfortunately, I'm going to be doing some new material, so... So I don't know if you can tell from looking at me, but I'm biracial. One of those races, I'm 100% sure, is human. The other one, I'm not quite sure. Another reason, I wish my father would have stuck around. Questions just keep piling up, Dad. When I was younger, though, they called me mulatto, which was the popular parlance for the time. Which, as a child, I used to get confused with the word Milano. Right? Because, I mean, if you think about it, visually, it holds up. You have these white cookies sandwiched together with this chocolate interior. And let's be honest, Pepperidge Farm, they've always had something up their ass. I wouldn't put it past them. You know, they always have like this uppity air of snack purveyor, just like, eh, watch out. Let's slow down for a second there. But of course, this is really only a problem because Milano's were my white mother's favorite cookie. So every time I'd reach for a snack, it was like this racial assault. I was bombarded with like this mini hate crime. It's like, Jesus, Mom, what the fuck are you trying to say? You know? Okay, that one's not going over too well. That's fine. I unfortunately have more.
Yeah?
They like you.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of dead silence in there, though.
So, I think it was like, man, I just wasn't doing my homework, you know? I came off of Fargo, I'm thinking, okay, I know this stuff, I'm just gonna do it. I didn't really fine-tune it that much. And there's the exact moment I know when I'm doing something not wrong, but wrong, is when I say another reason I wish my father would have stuck around. It's like I say that, and it's like you can almost hear my breath cut so I can, like, absorb the wave of laughter and it doesn't come and I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's keep going. That one doesn't, okay, you know. And which is funny because I mean I didn't get like a ton of laughs at Fargo, but it was like enough. And I'd also gotten like a comment from a comedian that kind of was like, oh wow, okay, so that sucked. For some reason I was bombing so hard, this guy came out of the bathroom. And I comment on him, like, that guy really fucked me up. I don't know what it was. Like, he just came out of the bathroom, and I just looked, and we made, like, eye contact. And I just completely stopped me in my tracks. I was frozen. I lost my place. So that was rough. I think at one point I'm commenting about how I can see smiles, but I don't hear laughter. I must have lost my hearing. That was a... just... that got away from me. That was a bad... That was a bad one.
It was no vagina.
No, well, no, but... like, vagina, you know, I could be excused.
Yeah.
This one, I just... I don't know what it was. And then I kind of went back into some older stuff, and... that alkaline battery thing just... Man, I think it's all right, and it hits every so often, but sometimes it just doesn't go over.
It's funny when they work, but then they don't work.
Yeah, yeah, that's just it. Like
it's hysterical.
It is hysterical. And I can't explain why, you know? And I don't remember that. I think specifically that night, the thing was that there weren't a lot of people there who signed up.
Yeah.
So Daryl was like, you know, it's a light night. There were people there. Not like a ton, but, you know, an average earlier palace night. Maybe like 12 or 15 people. And he was like, if you guys want to, you know, continue to do it, don't feel like you have to, but you can bust out 7 or 8 minutes if you got it, you know. And I don't remember what had happened beforehand. I think it was just Daryl being like a nice guy and saying the very funny Julian Watkins, you know. And it was like some of the first times he was doing that. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, you really jinxed me on this one. Because he said, oh, this guy killed it last week or some shit.
Yeah, I hate it when people say that shit.
And so I was like, oh, fuck, I just bombed. And some of the old stuff works for the most part. But so I was like, oh, you killed me, you know. And my biggest laugh was when I actually was like, no, I'm done.
Man, I feel like almost every single time anybody has said that I am funny while they're introducing me, I've done horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this guy's so funny. Wow, why'd you say that?
Yeah, because it's like, I'm funny, you know. I'm kind of funny. I'm funny, I guess, you know. But I'm not, like, extremely funny. Or I'm not, like, funny enough where you should be like, hey, pay attention.
Yeah, you're going to shit your pants. This guy's amazing.
Right, like, I think I work best when I go up and people are just like, I wonder what this guy's about.
Yeah,
and right. And then you tell some humorous anecdotes.
Oh, he was funny. I'm glad nobody built him up in my mind.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know what to expect, and I laughed, and it wasn't all funny, but so that was that. I've been drinking a little bit more recently.
Yeah, that's weird. You were super anti-booze for a long time.
Well, yeah.
No, Jason, I do not wish to partake in alcohol and shenanigans.
Well, just because I just didn't like...
being hungover?
Being... I was never hungover. I mean, well, now I've been hungover a couple times in my life, but before that, all that shit. You know, I never really got hungover that much, but I don't know. It was like... I hated being far away from home and drunk.
Yeah.
You know, I got super drunk one night. I used to live over on 34th and Nicollet, you know, and there was a bar over there that was really great. Oh, Casey's. It's like, come all, be all, you know. I go there, I got $5 one night. So I'm like, I'm just going to go buy a cheap beer, drink that, and, you know, call it a night. And so I buy my beer and I'm drinking it. And there's this guy there that we've kind of played pool with before. And he's sort of kind of expressed general interest in the J-Ski Way-Ski. So I thought I'd just kind of like hang around the pool table to see if I can get this guy to buy me a beer. And in fact, he's like, hey, you've been nursing that beer for a while there, you know? And I was like, yeah, I don't know. He's like, you want me to get you another one? I said, well, all right.
If you must.
If you must, I will drink it. And then he gets me another one. And then there's actually a couple people there that I know also from there. And they're going to another place. So I go down there with them and get me some more drinks. And we go to a third place. But by the time we got there, I was just lit up. We went inside and I went to go take a pee. And I was just like, man, I'm fucked up. And I didn't know where they went. It was like a weird bar. And it was sectioned off. And so I lost them immediately. So I stumbled back out. And I was like, okay. I spent my last $5 on that first beer. Now I'm downtown. Well, I guess I'm walking. So I ended up walking, you know, whatever, 5 miles or something. Barely able to stand up.
That's horrible.
It was. And that night was rough. I had to throw up, but I couldn't get up because I was going to pass out if I did.
So this is your fault? This isn't alcohol's fault? You gave
it to me. Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's alcohol's fault, but I mean, like, that was, like, my first experience with, like, way too much.
Yeah.
I got crazy with it because it was free. You know.
Boy, I remember when we were doing 2-for-1s or 3-for-1s at the Triple Rock?
Oh, yeah. Didn't we get fucked up at Mortimer's, too?
I'm sure we did. But I specifically remember, like, drinking cider and, like...
Mortimer's was weird because they had that shot special where it was, like, cherry something. Cents? Yeah, it was, like, every 15 minutes it was
a new 50-cent shot.
That you and it was liquor that you would never normally ever want to drink.
Yeah. That Malibu. Was the best.
Oh, man, you would just...
Blackout City, man.
You don't like it? Wait 15 minutes.
You You still have to get it because it's unbelievably cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I felt like crap. I was drinking like frilly colored drinks and shit too, so it was like just, I was out of my depth.
Alright, I'll promote something. I like that Oribus sketch. Sorry, Necromancin.
That's good.
People don't watch that one. Joel and I like to talk about how odd it is. Things just don't get any views.
Mm-hmm.
As though the Sparkle Picnic game is a curse.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, if you got 4 minutes and 20 seconds, you could watch Necromancin.
Mm-hmm.
It's got me. It's got Joel.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Nick Piontek.
Mm-hmm.
And there's neck belts.
Mm-hmm.
There is fucking magical robes.
Mm.
There is tortilla chips that are one chip at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, it's a different kind of chip.
Mm.
But you can't tell.
You can't.
It's movie magic.
I didn't notice, and I noticed things like that.
That's right. So get on Necromancin.
Mm-hmm.
At youtube.com/sparklepicnic. Yeah. All right. Jules, you got anything you want to plug?
I don't know.
Your butt?
If you like my butt, plug it. If you like video games, go to geekparty.com.
Sure.
I write Geek Party video game stuff there. Sparkle Picnic, there's a funny one. I don't remember what it's called, but Jason's blind and I'm deaf. That has potato chips in it.
Chips! Chips! It's called Chips! I forgot about that. That's so stupid.
That's a winner right there, boy.
It's like really bad green screen.
Yeah. And you're like, for some reason, I guess obviously now I think about it, your shirt's on backwards because you're blind.
Yeah!
And to indicate that you're blind, you have
the sleep mask on.
And you're using a broom as your cane.
Ah, I want to watch it now. That was fucking so great.
Yeah.
Chips.
Yep.
Yay, buddy, got some chips. Okay, so now listen to this song that I've picked out for the end of the fucking podcast.
All I wanna do is talk. All I wanna do is talk. All I wanna do is talk.